Are you surprised that he's where he is now?
No, I'm not surprised. You know, like I said, I went against him a lot in the Rams scout, and then obviously got his opportunity to start for us and won this game. So he's won in his league, and he's in the league for a reason. And now his opportunities, he's been given the opportunity, and he's making the most of it.
How much does his mobility enhance his game?
I think it helps out a lot when you have a quarterback that's mobile, that can escape the pressure, get outside, and the receivers seem to do a good job at adjusting and knowing his skill set. And that's why they're good, man. He's not turning the ball over, making the right throws, and doing a good job.
Because of that aspect of his game, then how much do you have to adjust your scheme to defend against him?
Man, we just got to do a good job up front, containing him, keeping him in the pocket. Obviously, you know, he's a shorter stature guy, so try to get some pressure on him and do our job in the back end, knowing that we're going to have to plaster our guys for a little bit longer this week. You know, a lot different than last week. Matt Ryan was able to escape a little bit, but Case has a little more ability. Skill set.
You also played with Nick Foles when you were with the Rams. How would you compare like the two quarterbacks then, and maybe what you see with Nick now?
I mean, it's hard to compare. They're both, you know, in different systems right now and schematics, so it's kind of hard for me to compare the two right now. They're both doing great. I know that they're winning for their team. So Nick's doing a tremendous job here in this scheme. He's winning, and Case is doing the same thing with the Vikings.
What about like 2 years ago when you guys were with?
I mean, I really don't remember too much. You know, they obviously, we brought Nick over for a reason with the Rams, for him to win games. And, you know, Case stepped in and opportunity presented itself, and he did a good job as well.
Right. Are they similar guys in any way?
I don't know. They've both been put in a situation where they were backups and now they're starting. And they're making the most of their opportunity, and that's all you can ask for guys in this league to step up when their number's called. And they've both done that and putting their teams in a position to now be in this NFC Championship game.
Right. What did you think about that finish of the Vikings game?
Man, it just shows you, you know, little things matter, man. I'm sure that guys, he's made that tackle 100 times, and it all comes down to that one play. And when you don't execute, that's what happens in the playoffs, man. And it was a crazy game. That's all I can say. You know, as a playoff moment.
As a safety, are you thinking,
no.
Yeah, I mean, on that play, you just got to make the tackle. Made the tackle, and now we're playing the Saints. But, you know, misses that tackle, and now the Vikings are here. And just like that, your season can be taken away from you in the playoffs.
What's your reaction as a feedback when you do see something like that? Do you feel like Coach Wolf or somebody will show that to you as kind of like a teaching aid?
Yeah, we do a lot of that week to week, actually. Show a lot of those type of plays, two-minute situation, because in this league, teams are very good, man, especially coming down this stretch. A lot of games come down to these two-minute situations. And last week, one of the keys to the game for Doug was just knowing and understanding the situational ball. And that's going to be a teaching moment this week for us as we go into this week's game.
You and the Vikings both are coming off emotional wins. How are
you guys trying to reset this?
I mean, obviously, we have a 24-hour rule here for us. You know, we enjoyed it after the game, celebrated everybody, including Mr. Lorien. But now we're moved on, man, to the Vikings. It's a big game for us to get one step closer to our ultimate goal. So our complete focus is Vikings now. And, you know, last week is history.
Rod, can you even say Super Bowl? Like, it's next if you win.
Yeah. You know, we just take it one game at a time, man. We know what we have ahead of us, but the Vikings are standing in the way of that, so our complete focus is on the Vikings.
That said, having let the situation sit for a couple of days, what does it feel like knowing you are a 60-minute game home away from the ultimate goal?
This is everything that we worked hard for, you know, from training camp, OTAs, and then, you know, during the season, putting ourselves in this position to be at home for this game. Having our Philly fans behind us and going out there and just executing and playing lights out. And so I'm looking forward to Sunday, and I know the rest of my guys are too.
Ron, speaking of the fans, we put out a thing online and people put in submissions of flag to fly. We got literally almost 1,000 people that do it. I'm wondering from a player's perspective, what's it like for you when you hear it? After touchdown is scored, after big moment, what's it like on the field for a player?
Man, it's no better feeling. Obviously, knowing that we've scored, and now it's getting ready for us to go down there and take care of business on the defensive side of the ball. But it's great, man. And you know, it's hard to describe that feeling that I had Saturday night, being in the link in front of all our Philly fans. I just tell everybody you had to be there to witness it. It was a memory that I'll never forget.
Ronnie, how much do you feel for the kid on the Saints and
stuff? Man, it's tough. You know, like I said, it's a routine play. I'm sure he's made plenty of times. I know he's a good player, and I know he would like to have that play back. But this one thing you don't get it back, man. You got to make the most of every play, every opportunity, and every second out on that field. And so I know right now he's going through it, but I'm sure he'll bounce back. Got a lot of leaders over there that probably, you know, uplift him. But you know, just got to learn from it. It's a teaching moment for him.
In addition to the talent, what makes this receiving group so dangerous? You've seen a lot of good ones. You saw a group last week. There were a lot of pick plays. What makes this group so tough to defend?
They're doing a good job, man. Thielen is having a heck of a season. He's a savvy route runner. Gets in and out of his breaks well. Diggs, another, like, elusive runner. Like to get him in space a lot. Has the speed that you like from the receiver standpoint. And then, obviously, they got good running backs. They got Murray and they got McKinnon that they're using out the backfield. And they got a good tight end, too. So they have the guys to get the job done. So we're going to have to bring our A game once again, man. We got to study hard and go out there and compete.